we are on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Eisvei, in the middle of the Amid. Eisvei Rav Yosef le Rabben. We had heard a machloikis, Rabben Rav Yosef, by Menachesh. Menachesh is a person who is tearing out weeds in a field. When he does this, he accomplishes two things. Number one, by tearing out the weeds, he softens the earth. And number two, by tearing out the weeds, so there's more place and more koyach in the earth, that the remaining plants should grow better. So we hear a machlekes, Rabben Rav Yosef, als what are you chayiv? Rabbi says, since this is a process of softening the earth, so you chayiv als chayrish, it's a tilde of chayrish. And Rav Yosef holds that this is a tilde of zereya, since he is enhancing the growth of the remaining asabim, so therefore it's a tilde of zereya. Seva machlekes Rabbi Rav Yosef, a yechayiv in Shabbos, a tilde of chayrish, of plowing, or a tilde of zereya, of making to grow. Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabbi. We learned, and this is speaking about kloyim, ha-menakesh v'amechape le-kloyim loike. If a person, there's kloyim growing, there's chita, seire, v'chartzen, that you have a kerem together with tfue, it's growing, and now there are weeds which are hindering the growth, and ha-menakesh, he goes and takes out the asabim roim, or v'hamechape lekloim, or he covers the kloim that are growing with earth, loike, so he's loike. Rabbi Kiva oimer af hamekayim. Rabbi Kiva says a person who's mekayim klayim is also loike. Now let us see Rashi. Hamechape shemechase es hazroim ba'ofer, he covers it with earth. Loike mishum loisizra keloim. So Pasha the Gemara learned that these two pu'ulis are pu'ulis that enhance the zriye by covering it or by de-weeding it. So this is a tilde of zereya. It says loike mishum loisizra keloim. Rabbi Kiva says af hamekayim. So Rashi says, Sheroye kloyim zarua. He notices that there are kloyim which are planted. Ve'einoi mevatloi. He's not mevatlet. That means he's mekayim it b'sheival tase. He could have been oiker it. And he lets it continue to grow. So he's loike. Al kaponim from Rashi we see that Rashi holds, that Rabbi Kiva holds, alav shein by maisa loike nolav. He didn't do anything, he's loike. He let it grow, so that's also, he's also chayiv, malkis. But now we're going back to the first, to the Tana Kama. So Rabbi Yosef said as follows. According to me, that I said that Menachesh is chayiv al zereya, so haynu dasir zriya bekloim. So now we can understand if a person is Menachesh, why he is chayiv by kloim, because there's an issa zriya by kloim, and this nikush is a told of zereya. But according to you, that you hold that Menakesh is a tilde of chayrish, charisha bekloim mi asire, is charisha also bekloim? Why are you chay? Why is a Menakesh chayv? Let us see what Rashi says. Bishloim aladidi damina de Menakesh avim yishum zereyam. I hold Menakesh is a zereya, mishim hochi Menakesh bekloim loike, to asira zriya bekloim. Zriya is also bekloim, dechsiv leisizra. So that's very good. Why it's loike? But charisha letzoirech zriyas kloim mi asire? Is charisha letzoirech zriyas kloim also? the bishas charisha leke kloyim klau. So when he learned this Rashi, I didn't understand the Rashi. He says, Rashi says as follows. We're asking Akashe and Rabbi, why are you chai by menakeish? Is charisha bekloyim chai? So Rashi wanted to prove it, that the charisha is not chayiv. Charisha bekloyim. So charisha bekloyim mi asiri. So Rashi says charisha bekloyim means charisha letzoyrech zriyas kloyim mi asiri. Is charisha letzoyrech zriyas kloyim, is that also? The bishas charisha, that's even not also. Why isn't it also? The bishas charisha leke kloyim klau. So if a person is chayrish letzoyrech zriyas kloyim, it's even not also, because there's no kloyim yet. So, if that's pshat, so what's the kasha on Rabbi? So could be a charisha letzoyrech zriyas kloyim. So you're not chayiv because there's no kloyim. Here we're speaking about there is kloyim going already. He's menakish. So this is a charisha when there is kloyim. So could be yachayiv. How can you prove? Rashi says charisha is potter letzoyrech zriyas kloyim because there's no kloyim. So that's the reason. Here there is kloyim, so it could be yachayiv. So Baruch Hashem, I found, it seems the Tosfos HaRosh asks this kasha and Rashi, and the Tosfos HaRosh says a different shot in the Gemara. Not charisha letzoyrech zriyas kloyim. I'm a chayrish besoda oi bekerem shal kloyim. It's not also. Loi osra teira elozrias kloyim. The Gemara is not asking. The Gemara is asking because the teira only asked, Eloch boy was a teira asked. Teira only asked zrias kloyim. The teira never asked charishes kloyim. So that's shal the Gemara's kash. So we have a kasha on Rabbi. So according to Rabbi, why is a menakesh bekloyim chai? So the Gemara answers, Omelei mishum mekayim. So he answered, Take, the chiv is als mekayim kloyim. He's mekayim the kloyim. By softening the earth, it will grow better, and so that's called Mekai. It's not Zereya, but it's Mekayim Kloy. Chrish is Mekayim the Kloy. So the Gemara asks, but that cannot be pshat in the Tanakam, but midiktoni Sefer, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Af HaMekayim, that's the Sefer, Rabbi Kiva holds HaMekayim Mishayim. Bechlal the Tanakam, Lav Mishum Mekayimu. So according to Tanakam, it's not all Mekayim. So the Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Kiva. No, the whole Barais is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Umay tam koma. May tam amenakesh amechape bekloim loike. Why are you loike? Mishum mekayim. Sharabi Kiva oimer afa mekayim. So the Kiva holds the mekayim is also loike. What does Rashi say? Om alei menakesh ene loike elo mishum mekayim. Now, there's a kasha that Rabbi Kiveger, Kedusha Rabbi Kiveger, and the Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Hei ask. We had mentioned before that Rashi held that, that Rashi held that according to Rabbi Kiva, you are chayev, according to Rabbi Kiva, you are chayev, even though you didn't do anything. So it seemed from Rashi that Rabbi Kiva holds, alav shein by maise, you like alav. Fine, that's Rashi sheet. Now the Gemara answered that, the chiyuv of menakish is also alt mekayim. So the Gemara says, you can't say the chiyuv is alt mekayim, because v'mitani sefer kivoy me'af ha-mekayim, mechlal detan lekam, lav mishum mekayim. So the Gemara says, no, kula Rabbi Kiva meitayim. So the Kivega asks, according to Rashi, let the Gemara say like this, why do you have to say kula Rabbi Kiva? say as follows. The Tanakhama holds, but everyone holds that Lekayim as a Kloim is Lekin. But the Tanakhama holds Alav Shein by Maise ain't Lekin all. So therefore, when is he like on Kiyim Kloim, if he did something to be Mekayim the Kloim, he was Menakesh. So then, if he did a Pu'ula to be Mekayim the Kloim, so then it's Alav Sheyesh by Maise, he did a positive action for the Kiyim HaKloim, so then he's like it. And Rabbi Kiva says, Afa Mekayim, without anything. That's the way Rashi said, a person, Stamazoi, passes, a person has Kloim, she's also chayiv. According to Rabbi Kiva holds that Alav Shem B'Maisa Leikin Olav, so we have a beautiful pshat in the Baraisa that everyone holds that Mekayim is Leikin, or the Shaila is, do you need a Maisa or don't you need a Maisa? The Beis Halevi wants to say that the Gemara did not want to say that the whole Baraisa holds like Rabbi Kiva that Mekayim is chayiv. No, but there's a machloikis in Lav Shein by Maisa. If you hold like Rabbi Kiva, we hold like Rabbi Kiva in Ganson. Not that I hold Rabbi Kiva like Rabbi Mekayim, I don't hold like Rabbi Kiva like Rabbi Lav Shein by Maisa. So the Beis Halevi says, so then there's a problem. So if it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, so why do you need the Menakesh? The Menakesh is Lemalo Lemeret. Why do you have to mention Menakesh? So the Beis Halevi wants to say a beautiful vote. He says, I'm considered a Mekayim Kloim. If I don't do anything, I'm not Oikeret. He says, that's Tavke if it's my Kloim. That means that my field is growing Kloim. I pass by. I have the right to be Oikeret. I'm not Oikeret. That's cool. I'm a Mekayim Kloim. So then you're Oikeret, but I'm by myself. He says, but what if someone else has Kloim, and I pass by, and I'm not a Kanoi, and I'm not Oikeret. So I'm called, I'm a Mekayim Kloim? That's not called, since it's not my Kloim, or he says, if a Goy has Kloim, so if it's not my Kloim, that's called, I'm a Mekayim Kloim, who am I to tear out Yenim's Kloim? So the Beis Halevi wants to say, the Maskonis HaGemara is speaking about that it's Yenim's Kloim. So when are you chayiv by alt mekayim kloyim by yenim's kloyim? If I do a maise to enhance the kiyim, I'm menakish it, so I'm merapid the kalke, so therefore it will grow better. So to enhance the kiyim of yenim's kloyim, that's called a mekayim. But here, taki, you have to do a maise. So the meskonas ha-gemore is, that it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, but here you need a maisa because it's not speaking about kloyim the day, it's speaking about kloyim the chavre. In kloyim the chavre, you only consider the mekayim if you do a pula to enhance the kiyim. Zok the Gemara weiter, my time at Rabbi Kiva. Now, where did Rabbi Kiva see such a iser, a lav, of kiyam kloim? Says otcholay sizra kloim. It's not to be zereya kloim. But if you have kloim growing, where do we see there's an issa, a new issa of kiyam kloim? So the Gemara says, the sign is otcholay sizra kloim. Ainly elo zereya, mikayim inayim, tamid loima, kloim, otcholay. That is not permitted to be kloyim in your soda. Now, where does this pasuk say? So let's see what Rashi says. Tamaloyim kloyim sotcholoy. Va'av al gav d'chsiv loy sizra kloyim. Where do you have kloyim sotcholoy? Is goyren v'dershim. So you take out a word. You take out the sizra. Loy kloyim. We darshan loy kloyim, loy yeh kloyim, bikol mokim, shechayvato levatlo. He holds goyrim v'dershim. You can take out words, and by taking out this word, it comes out so there's a different mashmois in the posik of goyrim v'dershim. The meforish and mesechtes makis it says a different pshat in Rabbi Kiva's drosha. Meforish says, the posik says, the loshna gemara is very meduyik, kloim sot choloi. It says, behemtecho loy sarbiya kiloim, sotcho loy sizra kiloim. So we were masmich, behemtecho loy sarbiya kiloim, sotcho loy sizra kiloim. So we darshin, behemtecho loy sarbiya, period. Now we make a drosha, kloim sotcho loy. So we use this as the sabazundra isa of kloim sod choloi. It is not permitted to be kloim in your sod. And what right do we have to make such a drosh? It should have said behemtecho kloim loy sarbiya. And since it was masmich kloim to sod chom, so therefore we learn from this is a new drosh. Kloim sod choloi, that is an isa that there should be kloim in your sod. And we learned in our Mishnah, Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed u'bishvitz. We learned that one is permitted to water the beis hashlochim b'moyed. The beis hashlochim is a field that is thirsty, that needs a lot of water. B'moyed and chalamoyed u'bishvitz and shvitz. So the Gemara says, Bishloime moyed mishum tirchu, bishloime chalamoy, the iser is alts tirche, obemokim pseide shor rabbonon. So chalamoy, they understand why, because the iser is mishum tirche. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, bishloime moyed mishum hochi shori, the loy also mishum meloche, it's not also alts meloche, ela mishum tirche. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Gemara has difficulties in understanding, why Hashko is mutter b'shviyis, but Hashko b'chalamoy, the Gemara understands, because here the Isser is alt tirche, and mishum pseide shori rabbono. So this is a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara explains why Hashko is muta b'chalamoy, because there this is mishum tirche b'makim pseide shor rabbona. Now when we had started Masechtas Moed Katan, we had brought down the machlokes harishonim if malacha b'chalamoy is also min ha'teira min the rabbona, and grad we mentioned the biralacha brings down that shitas Rashi is that it's also min ha'teira. So l'chayre, when I first started learning this Gemara doesn't seem to say that. The Gemara says, Bishlam amoyed mishum tirche, makim seide shor rabbonam. And Rashi says, de lo yasa bishum meloche, ele mishum tirche, there's no isa meloche, ele mishum tirche. I didn't understand this too well. Till I found the Keren Eure, and the Keren Eure says, punkverkehrt. That from this Gemara is a raya to the Rishonim that hold that Meleches Chalamoid is also min ha-teira. He says, because if Meleches Chalamoid would only be also min ha-rabonon, so why do you have to get involved als tirche, since it's also als tirche, mishem seydes muta, say, bishloim ha-chalamoid is only also min ha-rabonon. Period. So min ha-rabonon, so my male, they were matab seydes. Say the yesod, why do you have to speak about tirche? And he says, the Gemara doesn't say that. So he says, Be'emison, that is the our Gemara is analyzing the Isser, the Eiraise of Meleches Chalamoid. He says, the Iker Tam, that Melech is also min ha-teire, is the Rambam says, it's Mikroi Kodesh, there's Yibringa Chagige, so Fakert, the Teire wanted Kedeshu mizamonim, ukruyim lakodesh, lachag, lismoich bemikdash Hashem. the Torah wanted that that these days should be days miyuchet ruchnius. That was the Zabakanta Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Rebbein Shalom gave Chalamoid shiyu oichlim v'shoisim v'yigayim b'toyre. That's the whole Chalamoid. And that's the whole Chalamoid. So he says be'emesin Chalamoid is not called Yontif. Yontif, there's an Isser Meloche. Yontif, you don't have to say Teure, why it's also. The Teure Asen Meloche is in Yontif. Chalamoid is not a, there's no Isser Meloche. There's an Isser Tirche. That means, Mina Teure, one should not get involved in other things. He should be Eichlin, Beshoisim, Yigain, Beteure. He shouldn't get involved in other things. It's an Isser Tirche, not an Isser Meloche. Now, in this Isser Tircha of getting involved in other things, so these guidelines, but listen, if you won't get involved, there'll be a pseudet. She's allowed to get involved. So, Memela, these are the guidelines. That's what the Keren Oyer says. He says, Punk Vakert, from this Gemara, we see that Meleches Chalamoid is also in our Torah, but since it's not an Isser Meloche, that means it will be a straightforward Isser Meloche, so, Kemenish Machen, Kein Predlich, where do you see, where Matar Meloches Bemokim Pseide? But since it's a different type of an Isser, it's an Isser Tirche, so Memele, so Vakert, it's an Isser of involvement, so it was Moslem, Akosim, Lechachomim, that if it was involved, Abseide is permitted to get involved in other inyonim. I thought the way the Keren Oire says, we can understand two Rashis. Rashi in the Mishneh says, when Rashi speaks about Meleches Chalamoid, so Rashi says, V'dovo, on the third line, V'dovo shall have said, Hitiru chachomim litroyach boy bechayle shalmoid. Rashi says right away that it's an isa tilche. It's litroyach boy. Rashi says over here also that the chomokim say the shor rabbonon. Rashi says bishlam amoyim mishimachi shorid le also bishum meloch ela mishum tilche. Chomokim say the shor rabbonon le mitrach bechayle shalmoid bemokim say the kitapashin alel. Rashi holds to this an isa tilche take. And we hear the Rashi on Amid Aleph, more like the Rashi on the Rif, which says clearly like that, that the Pshat Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and the Beis Amid Aleph, Moishchen es Amayim Me'ilon Le'ilon, so Rashi says, Klorot is speaking about a Sdei Habal, that there is no Hefsed whatsoever, but it is permissible because there's no Tircha whatsoever. So he, if I can, so it's Moiridik, understood Shittes Rashi, if the Isser is an Isser Tirche, so, and but they were matter Tirche in certain cases, Tirche Yisera, they weren't matter, now we can understand the guidelines a little. So Memele, so Moishchen es Hamayim, where there's no Tirche whatsoever, so Philobis Tayabal is Mutter. That's what the Karameira says, Pshat in the Gemara. Oh, so Memele, so the Heter Ashko of Chalamoid, we understand. Shvius, but Shvius, our Mishnah says one is permitted to be mashke beis hashlochem b'shvius is bein laman de oma mishum zereyam, bein laman de oma mishum chayrish. So we had mashke zroim amachloikis rabin Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that mashke zroim is also a teud of zereyam. Rabbi says it's a teud of chayrish, obo zriye v'charishe b'shviz mishoy. This is a isomin a teira of meloche. The teira asad, these meloches b'avidus kalke, is mamela, so he has a pseide, so we're matari surim di araise, b'mokim pseide. Omar habaye b'shviz b'zman hazeh, v'rebi hi. It's going about b'shviz b'zman hazeh, which is the rabbonon according to Rebbe. The Sanya Rebbe Omer v'zeh dvar hashmita shomoit v'zeh keifel aloshen v'shtei shmita is hakosov medaba acha shmita is karke v'acha shmita is ksofim. The posuk is really speaking about shmita is ksofim, and we have an extra shomoit to be makish shmita is ksofim to shmita is karke bizman sh'ata misham et karke ata misham et ksofim. בזמן שיאתה משמת קרקע, יאתה משמת כסופים. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, בין למען דאומה משם חיירש, תפלי גירה ברב יסף לאל במש כמיים לזרועים, וזה מחלויקס, רב רב יסף במש כמיים לזרועים, דחד אומר משם חיירש, וחד אומר משום זרעי אחי שבשביס מישורי הנפקה מבחורי שבקוצר תשבי, זה פוסק, ותראי שזוס, אדמרי נממי ניני לשבש, איני צורך, שכבר נאמר כל מלוכת, נאו איני לשביס. תגמור אינס, זה בשביס בזמן הזה דרבונן. ספיקים בר בשביס בזמן הזה דרבונן, ורבי היא, da omar da hu mi da rabonan rabbi holt schwiz bis man es es da rabonan milse de pseide shor rabonan so sind es da rabonan da map machte ihr be mokim pseide how do we know that schwiz bis man es es da rabonan be zed va hashmit shomit ksi bashmat es ksof a maiksi drei zimni schmite shomoy bis man shi atom shamit kalke michlal So it seems the hekesh is when you're mishamet karke, then you're mishamet ksofim. So it would seem there's a zman when you're not mishamet karke. Be'eze ze bizman hazeh. Now what does bizman hazeh mean? So the Tosfos Rosh's Pshat and Rashi bizman hazeh means after churban habayis, and Rebbe holds kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'osid lovoi. So therefore, there's no kedushas eretz Yisrael bizmana after churban habayis. So mamela, so shmitas karka and shmitas ksofim is ad rabbonon, and since it's ad rabbonon, bokim seide they were matter. That's why mashkin beis hashlochen b'shvis. Rava Oma Afilo Taima Rabona. No, you don't have to say it's going according to Rabbi that holds Shviyas Bizman Azeza the Rabona. Could be going Afilo according to the Rabona that holds Shviyas Bizman Azeza the Raisa. And that would mean the Rabona holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitshalos is Lover. Aye, so how could we be Mater and Yisrael the Raisa Bemokim Seide? Is Ovois Osarachmone. Obeis meloche de teure asset. Tildeis loy osa rachmonim. De teure never asset. Tildeis. So that means, mashkes roim. Either it's a tilde of charisha or a tilde of zriya. And tildeis are only osa by Shabbos. By Shviyas tildeis are not osa. So it comes out that the whole issa tildeis is only a darabonon. So since it's a darabonon, so memela they were makel b'mokim pseida. Let us see Rashi. I feel the time rabbon and the pligilei the rabbi. For omri the shviyas bezman hazeh the yeraise. Ove is meloche osa rachmona b'shviyas. Ove is meloche osa. Teildois keimashkes roim shloyoyo b'mishken. Loy osa rachmona. So this wasn't it's a tilde legabi Shabbos. So we didn't stop and said it's a tilde legabi Shviyas also leyosa rachmon. How do we know such a thing? How do we know that the Torah did not aser tildes? We have it in tildes all over. If the Torah aser the zereya in Shabbos, so we know misfore that. That a tilde of Zerei is also osa. Why by Shviyas do we say there's no issa tildes? So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, it says, Ubeshona HaShviyas, Shabbos Shabbosin Yieh Loretz. It says, Shviyas Shabbos Shabbosin Yieh Loretz, Sodcho Loisizro, Kalmecho Loisizro. Now, Zriye is betvue. Zmire is by a kerem. Now zmire in Shabbos is a tilde of zereya. That means by pruning, taking off the dried out branches, you're enhancing the growth of the kerem. So zmire is a tilde of zereya. So why did the pasuk have to say kal mechol leisizmer? Michdeis mire bechlal zriye. And the same thing, it says later, ubitzir, it says later, kamach olei sivtzer. You shouldn't be boitzer the anovim, even though it says before you shouldn't be kaitzer the tvur. Ubitzire bechlal ktzire. Is lamai hilchese kosvino rachmona. So why did the Torah have to specify that these meloches are also osa? I would figure out by myself that it's osa. It's a tilde. So it's kama l'diyuke l'memre, v'hani tilde is mechayiv, that on these tildes emechuyiv, that means these which are tildes l'gabi Shabbos, so here the Torah was mechayiv them, achane yosa loy mechayiv, but another tildes you're not mechayiv. The Ritva brings down, now that the Pasuk Asad Zoymer, so now it's not a tilde anymore, now it's an off in Shviz. But Al Kaponim, the Kasha was, why was it Bechlal necessary for the Torah to write it? Without being written would be a tilde, and also know it's also. So from now that the Pasuk wrote it, it's coming to be Megalos that by Shviz there's no Inyan of tildes, and if without being written it would be Butzel Gamri. That's why the Torah is in that, and so it's only Yosef because the Torah specifically asked Zoymer and Beitzer. Let us see Rashi. Smire bechlal zriye. Shedalkei shel Zoymer litzmuchi peiri kizere yam. Bitzire. So Zoymer is like Zereya. Bitzire ba'anovim kiktzire betfuem uktzire ov melochi hi beperik lal godo bitzire mechlal ktzire dishneim tchaitchem. So why did the Torah have to ask this beferish? So al koch, you see that there's no issue tell this. Frek de gemore, why do you tell me there's no issue tell this? Basanyi, we learned in a baraisa. Sotcho loisizra vekarmacho loisizma. Ainli elo zirua vizimur. I only know that zirua vizimur is also. Minayin lenikush ule ido ule kisuach. How do I know that this is also? Talmud loima. These are different toldis. It's not zimur and it's not zirua. Talmud loima. Sotcho loi. Kalmecho loy, and we darshan loy kol meloche shebesotcho, the loy kol meloche shebekalmecho. So I learn out from this pasuk that other tildes are also awesome. Now let us see what we're learning out now. Ainli ela zirua vizimu. Zimu Rashi says, mechatech anofim yeveshim shel gefen. Ido, now we menai le nichush ule ido, ido shechoifer tachas akfonim le refuye ara. He wants to soften the earth. Kisuach ba asabim, shechoitech oroim minatoivim, he's cutting the bare asabim, the loy hainu nichush, this is not nichush, de maaker ho ikre minakarke, Nikush means he tears them out with the roots. This, you only cut it from the top. You don't tear it out completely. Talmud loyma sodcho loy, kalmecho loy. So that's everything is awesome. Mid loy ksiv, loy sidra, sizra, sodcho. It doesn't say loy sizra, sodcho. Loisizmer karmecho, elesotcho loisizra, karmecho loisizmer, mashmesotcho loi, karmecho loi. Now let's explain this a little. The Taisvus Arosh says as follows, because the posik is not following the flow of the previous posik. It says, sheish shonim tizra sodecho. So it said, Tizra Sodecha. Should have said, Bashana Shviyas, Loi Sizra Sodecha. That would be the flow. Why did it say, Sodcha Loi Sizra? All of a sudden it changed it, Sodcha Loi Sizra.
So from this we darshin sodchaloi, that what all malachis involved in the sada is are also asa. That's the drasha sodchaloi kalmacholoi. Now I'd like to just say a shtikel ha'ore from this beraisa. We're learning the vial from the, we're learning out the posuk says, Zriye ubetzire, ainli al Zriye ubetzire. How do I know tildeis? That's what this price is going to teach us. How do I know other tildeis of Zriye ubetzire? So it says, sotcholoi kalmacholoi. Now, we learned out the vial three tildeis. Now what are the three tildeis? Nikush, Idur and Kisuach. Now let's go backwards. Kisuach is not pulling out the weeds. No, Kisuach is cutting it. Now Kisuach lochayre is zicha a tilda of zereya. It's not a tilda of chayrish because there's no chayrish involved. He's not softening the earth by menakish. He's softening the earth. But Kisuach is zicha a tilda of zereya. Idur is softening the earth, but God, I found the Meiri says, Idur rotzoloimer shechofa kedei lerapes es haoretz bein hazroim lahatzmicha yofe. So the Idur is to make it grow better. So lochayre nikush is also should follow the same pattern. So I just want to be ma'ire, l'cheire, this baraisa, l'cheire was speaking about tildeis of zaymer and zriye. These are tildeis, where we marbe from the sod chaloi, karma chaloi. So l'cheire, this baraisa would seem very much like Rabbi Yosef, that nichosh is a tilde of zereye, not a tilde of chayrish. Let's go further. Now the Braise learns out other tildes. Minayin she'ein mekarsamin ve'ein mizardin ve'ein mefaskin be'ilon. Before we were talking about a kerem. Zimur is bekerem. Ido is also bekerem. We're speaking about a kerem. Now the Gemara and now we're talking about malachis which are done be'ilonis. Minayin shein mekarsamin ve'mezardin ve'mefaskin be'ilon. Talmud loy mesotcholoi kal mecholoi. Loy kol malachis shebesotcho v'loy kol malachis shebekal mecho. Now what are these things? Mekarsamim haine zimo. That's also you're pruning the dead branches. Ela shekarsam shaykh bilones. Mizardin mechatech anofim yeveshim vilachim. The difference of mizardin mekarsamim. Mekarsamim, you're pruning the dead branches. Mizardin, you are, some as they trimming the tree from a ribuy of branches, which yeshilon anofim yoisamidai. So memele, so you're trimming these branches. Mefaskin, soimchim ho'ilon shuhuranon yoisamidai. We are supporting the ilon, which is very fresh, and it seems it can't support itself. It's like it's wilting over. So we're supporting it. So these are malachis be'ilonis. Now all these three malachis are also me'ein malachis zriye tzmiche. That means also because these are tildes of tzmiche, like the first three tildes which we learned before. Now, let's go further in the baraisa. Minayin she'ein mizablin. How do we know that you're not permitted to be mizabel to fertilize? Ve'ein mefalkin, you're not permitted to take away avonim. Ve'ein ma'avkin, ve'ein ma'ashnin be'ilon. Tamad loyma, sotcho loy, kalmocho loy, komoloche shebe sotcho loy, v'komoloche shebe kalmocho loy. So these are more tildes of zoireya that we ask. Now let us see Rashi. What are these things? Mezablin menichim zevel beikre ha'ilon. Mefalkin avonim shal ikre ha'ilon. We're taking off stones. Ma'avkin shesheroshav nirim. The sheroshim, the roots are exposed. Machasin oisoy be'ovok. Ma'ashnin oisin oshan tachas ha'ilon. Kedei sheyinoshu at Elohim she'olov. He's smoking the trees that the worm should fall off. Now, we're going to have later in the Gemara, we are speaking about Shvius over here. Now, we're going to have later in the Gemara that which melachis are permissible in Shvius and which melachis are also b'Shvius. So the Gemara gives us a guideline. Avruye ilon osa stume pili shori. Which means as follows. If the purpose of the melacha is to enhance, to be mashbiach, the ilon, in order it should give out better peiris, that's osa b'shvius. Stume pili, we see this is if I'm only making that the ilon should not get ruined. That means I'm not being mashbiach the peiri, I'm just being mesalik, a hezek that could come onto the peiri, or to the ilon, that is permissible in Shviz. So I saw the Tosfos HaRosh ask Sakash and Rashi, Ma'ashnim Rashi says, it's speaking about that you're smoking the tree in order that the worms should fall off. So that is not, you're not being mashbiach the tree, you're just taking away the hezek. So that should be permissible in Shviyas. This Kasha the Tosfos HaRosh asks, and he's chaylik on Rashi. He says, ma'ashnim means that they used to smoke the tree in order to be mashbiach the ilon. They used to put certain types of vitamins and minerals that the tree was koilet from the smoke. So that's pshat vei ma'ash, and he's chaylik on Rashi. Yochelo yekashkesh tachas hazeisim. I would think one is not permitted to be mekashkesh tachas hazeisim. Ulo ya'adir tachas akfonim. That he's not permitted to fill up the cracks with water. Or there were types of chafiras. He's not permitted to dig out underneath the kfonim certain types of also of indentations. He's not allowed to do it. Tamad loyma, sotcha loy sizra. Zriya bechlal hoisa. Why did the Torah have to specify zriya? V'lomo yotzu. So why did the Torah specify zriya? Lahaki sheleh. Loi meloch. Ma zriya miyuchedes avoyde shebesode. Ushebekerem. Zriya is a meloche that is done tzai besode and tzai bekerem. Av kol shi avoyde shebesode v'shebekerem. But if these in Yonim, Ugyis Lekfanim, or Kishkos Tachas Eisim, these are not a melachis which are done besode ubekerem. Either it's besode or bekerem. So Mamela, we learn out from this drashe, melachis which are not meyuchid, lesode ubekerem, for both, so these malachas the Torah didn't ask them. Let us see Rashi. Yekashkesh haynu ido. This is similar to ido. El sheido bikfanim, bekishkosh bezeisim. Ugyes choifa gumetachas agefen, litein boimayim, but water should get into it. Zriye bachlal hoiso. So the Gemara says, now this is mutter. Ubashona shviy shabbos shabosim. So why did the Torah have to specify Zriya? Kol avoyde shu besode ubekerem. It's only also melachis which are used sai by sode sai bekerem. Kugoy kolhani proti. Yotza kishkush ve'ido umayim benekoyim ugi sheinam bishneim. These malachas are only in one, not in both. So Mamela the Torah didn't ask for these teudas. Now, lo yikashke shtachas azeisim v'lo yeda. That means I would think you're not permitted, so you are permitted. V'im tikshi sarashi esakashe ho'osa idr lo'el. Before he said idr is also, we learned out that idr is also. Katoritz l'kamon b'ugi so b'chadidi v'ho b'atiki v'hu adin l'idr. So we have to wait for the Gemara later to understand this terrace. Al Kaponim, we brought down now a Baraisa with a bunch of drashes. About Al Kaponim, the Baraisa, we learned now from this Baraisa that the Toldos are also Asa. Sotcholoi Kamacholoi, we learn out that Idur and all these things are Asa. So we see, so the Toldos are Asa. So let's get, so the Gemara, so we're back now to Akasha. Gemara asks, why is Mashkez Roim? Why is Mashkez Roim Muto and Beis Hashlochem and Shviyas? What does it matter that it's B'mokim Pseida? But these are Malochas D'Araisa, and why is it Muto B'mokim Pseida? So the Gemara wanted to say that Toldos are not also D'Araisa. So the Gemara says it's not true. You have a whole Baraisa that tells us that Toldos are also Minatoya. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Midarabonon, this whole Baraisa is only telling us that these Toldos are also Midarabonon. Ukro Asmachta Bialme. And the Pasuk is an Asmachta Bialme. So Memela, so we're back with Rovis Teretz. So Rovis said that Be'emerson is only also Midarabonon Toldos, and since only also Midarabonon, they were Matze B'mokim Pseide. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Av kol shebisode v'shebikerem, that Toldos are only also of these amalochis which are done sai besode sai bekerem. V'chol hani avoidis de lahel noyegois bein besode bein bekerem. These are noyeg bein besode bein bekerem. Va'afilu, so memele, so that's why those, all these others are like, so Tosfos says, even though perhaps nowadays these are malachis which are not done by both, so it's also by both. Something that's noig besode bekerem is that then there's an iser toldos. And something that's only noig by one, there's no iser toldos. So the Gemara asks, v'kishkush b'shviyis mishorin. He just learned out that kishkush again was ido, that he's digging under, he's softening the earth underneath the zeisim. Yeah, so v'kishkush b'shviyis mishori poksiv v'shviyis tishmeteno unetashto. The Gemara darshens tishmeteno milekashkesh. You should not make kishkush. Should not soften the earth. Unetashto milesakel, and you should not take off the stones. Omar Rav Ukve bar Chome trei kishkushi have. There's two types of kishkush. Chad ivruye ilonim. There's one kishkush that is mashbiach the ilon. Chad stume pili. In one is only soisim the cracks. It's not mashbiach. It takes away the potential hefsid from the ilon. Avruye ilon also, if this is a kishkush, which will be mashbiach dilon, that's also in shviyis, stume pili shori. But if you're just covering the cracks, so that is only a menias ahezik, menias ahevsit, that is permissible. Let us see what Rashi says. Kolhani midarabon, av midaraisa lehavi elos mira ubetzira, kedemrina lel, hani ein midiachina loy, milasakel lohitze aboni menakere, stumi pili Shemisatem Bekoim Shel Ilam. He says him the Bekoim Shel Ilam. The Miri says, Listaim Anikovim Hanasim Bisharoshe Ha'ilam. You want to stuff up the cracks which are in the roots of the Ilam. Shloyikonispem Haruach Beyishyavesh. That the Ruach should not enter into these cracks, and then the Lachluchis of the Sharoshim will dry up. So this is stume pili. This is permissible. Such a kishkush is permissible. Shari, the ispe mishum pseide. Avru yeiloni also, but the havi mishum ravche. That is there, the avru yeiloni is speaking by making the kishkush not to be meineya hefsit. You're making the kishkush to be mashbiach. So that's also. Haide shoy kishkush, haine stumei pili. Haide osa, haine ivruyi iloni. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Itma, we learned, ha chayresh b'shviyis. If a person is chayresh b'shviyis, chayreshe. We have here amach loikes, rabbi yechanin, v'rabbi loza. Chad omar loike. One says you are loike, v'chad omar, einay loike. And one says you're not loike. The Gemara leime b'derav ovin omer rabbi loika miflegi. So what is this machloikis if you're loika or not? The Gemara says maybe the machloikis is if we hold like a biloi ab ovin ben omer rabbi loi. The omer rav ovin omer rabbi loi kol mokeim shenema klal ba'asei. If the klal was said by mitzvah asei. Uprat beloisase, and the prat was by a mitzvah loisase. Ein donin oisoi bechlal uprat uklal. So then we're not done this bechlal uprat uklal. Now let us see what Rashi says. Kol mokim shenema klal baasei uprat beloisase. Kigoin hoche. Dechsiv uvashona hashviish shaba shabosin yila oret klal. Einu asei. So it's an asei, shmek shvise. Sotcho loy sizro vikamacho loy sizmo. That's a lot. Before it says you shouldn't do anything, shvise. Now this a prat a loy sase, you should not make zriye, you should not make zmire, zimo, prat, einu loy sase. Is ein donen oisoi bechlal u prat u klal. Even though there's a klal afterwards, you don't make a klal aprat a klal. So now Rashi explains, so what do you do? It's not a klal aprat a klal, so what do you do? Kloima, ein loi din desha klal aprat a klal. It does not have a din of a klal aprat a klal. Sheksuvim, Kulei be'yasei be'lav. If you have a klal prat klal in a lav, or klal prat klal in an essay, so we have a din. The klal prat klal ain be'prat. The klal prat klal is kein aprat. Dom a klal prat klal yata dom a kein aprat. The marbi kol midi di domi leprat. Elo dainini lei. Now this is Rashi's hashtik teira. Elo dainini lei bechlal leprat. We don't make a klal prat klal. We make it a klal leprat. Hoyel de nishtane mishar klal oprat, klal, since it's different than all klal oprat, klal, omrinan ein bechlal ala masha beprat, ani ein midi achin oloi. So now let us go back to the Gemara. It's this, Rav Ovin Omer Rabbi Loi said that if you have if the klal is an assay and the prat is a loisas, so this does not have the guidelines of every klal prat or klal, and Rashi says, and it becomes a klal or prat. So Memel is like this. The Torah said first, a mitzvah sasei of Shabbosai. Then the Torah said, a lav of loy sizra, loy sizmel. So now, if I would make a klal prat or klal, I would say, just like zri is avoyde shebekark, and the Torah asked it, hu adin charisha. So I'd learn out charisha from a klal prat or klal. But since I hold like Rav Ovin Omer Rabbi Loi that here it does not have a din of a klal prat a klal, it's a din of a klal or prat ve'ein bechlal ala mashe beprat, so I say davkes riye and not charisha. So now let's go back to the Gemara. I understand the Gemara. We hear a machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loza, if you like an charisha. Rabbi Yechanan, Loza, chadam a loike, chadam ein a loike. So the Gemara says, laim, if it's a Rabbi Oven, omer Rabbi loike, miflegi. The omer Rabbi Oven, omer Rabbi loike, omokim, shenem, a klal, besei, uprat, beloisa, sein, don, in oisei, bechlal, uprat, a klal, you're not done, bechlal, uprat, a klal, no, what? Rashi says, you're done, bechlal, uprat, is man, the omer loike. Leslie, the Rav Ovin, Omer Rabbi Loi, the one that says like, he does not hold like Rav Ovin, Omer Rabbi Loi. So therefore, he holds it's a klal prat a klal. So if it's a klal prat a klal, so it's dum yid prat, so it's in charishe. Amanda, Omer Einei Loike, the one that says Einei Loike, is lay the Rav Ovin, he holds like Rav Ovin, so it's a klal prat, ein bechlal amasha beprat, so it's riye ein charishe loi. So the Gemara says, like, it's not Mukha, but that's the Machlekes. It could be the Kulalma, less low than Rabbi Ovin. Everyone does not hold like Rabbi Ovin. So it is a Klal Prat, a Klal. And theoretically, we should learn out Charishe from Zriya. Kulalma, less low than Rabbi Ovin, and Rabbi Loi. Man, the Oma Loike, Shapit. You learn out from the Klal Prat, a Klal. Man, the Oma Ine Loike, Oma Loch. That he had a Raya, that here you don't make a Klal Prat, a Klal. Mirdeis mire bechlal zriye, ubetzire bechlal ktzire, lamai hilches a kasvino rachmono, why did the Torah have to write that zmire is also, that ptzire is also? If it's a klal prata klal, I could figure it out as klal prata klal. Lemei medani told us uda mechaye, but told us achin aloi mechaye. So memele, so he holds that from the, since the Torah was mefaret, the Lysizmer and Lysivter, so here I have a Gilia call, you do not make a cloud prata cloud. So make a cloud prata cloud, that they didn't have to be marbe as Lysizmer and Lysivter. So the Moses Veloy, you're not marbe everything? Vasan yesod chalysizra, the karma chalysizmer, ain't the yellow zihu avizimu, minayin le idol le kishkush, le kisuach. That is also Talmud. Loi mesotcha, loi kalmecha, loi komalocha shebesotcha, loi komalocha shebekalmecha. Minayim shemekarsmen vemezardin vemefaskin beilon. Talmud loi mesotcha, loi kalmecha, loi komalocha shebesotcha, loi komalocha shebekalmecha, loi. Minayim shemezablin vemefalkin vemashnin beilon. Talmud loi mesotcha, loi kalmecha, loi. Komalocha shebesotcha, loi vekomalocha shebekalmecha, loi. Yochel yulei yekashkesh tachas hazeis vele yadeh tachas akfanim vele yamali nikoy maim vele yasud yis lekfanim tavaloi mesotcha loi sizro zriye bechla loise vele ma yosu salaki shele loi moloch ma zriye miyuchedes avoydi shebesodah shebekerem avkoshi avoydi shebesodah shebekerem. So how could you say that I don't ask for everything? You see, Claude, that everything is also. Someone says midrabonon kroas machde bi'almeh. Period. So this is the second mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that everyone holds like Rab Ovin, Omer Rabbi, that everyone does not hold like Rab Ovin, Omer Rabbi Loi. So therefore I have a genuine klal prat a klal. The one who says you're not loika and charisha, he holds I have a gilui. That was the Torah, the Asa, is mirah. And Betzire, so we see that Tavke, these are also, and others not, so here Megili, we don't make a klal prat a klal. Let us see, Rashi, it's kulam alesu de rovin, manda maloi kishapi kedoma, da shini bechal ala prat a klal. Achine loi, malchi chayrish, aine loike. Now let us see Taisvis. Ein donin oisoi, bechal ala prat a klal. Ochi avishmile rabeloi. Rabeloi heard this, the kivin da prat beloi sase. The since the prat is beloi sase, and the klala achin is an asei, a klala achin, and he moitzi a prat mi mashmu usoi, ve ene klal u prat o klal, the daninele bechlal o prat. That's how Rashi loim shat. Beloi nehireli, the minolom, if Rashi said that Rabbi Loi only said you don't make a klal prat a klal, is minolan Rabbi Loi svir lei hochi? Eime da prat shuhu beloi sase botul, avol a klal oimet bim koimoi. How do you know that you don't darshan a klal prat a klal? That he said you don't darshan a klal prat a klal, but who says you make it a klal prat? maybe you don't darshan it beklal pratina. The prat vakert is bottle, and the klal is oimid bin koimoy. Lefi dvorov. And exactly what this means, we'll see later in Tosfos. But so Tosfos says, hey, maybe it's not a klal prat, a klal in ganzen. So how do you know that it's a klal prat, a klal, it's not a klal prat, it is? Why the philosophers say koshally, amai tirits to klal meleslo deravovin? Why did the Gemara have to say that everyone does not hold like Rav Ovin? Everyone holds like Rav Ovin. The B'chol Mokim, Sugi Sashasu, the Kivin the Motzul, Meim the Kulal Me'islu, Svara Samoir, Olay Matatzin Leslu. Normally, if you could say everyone holds like him, you'd say everyone holds like him. B'lay Mahochi, let's say like this chat. The Kulal Me'islu, the Rav Ovin, Man the Omer Eini Loike, Shapir, because you don't have a Kulal part of the Kulal. The Maskalele told this Mikot, he holds like this Bereise, that I have a special Ribi, that from this I learn that all Melochis. So therefore, Tosfos does not like Rashi's Pshat. V'li nire, a different Pshat. The Holeim of the Rabba Ovin, Omar Rabbi Loi, Ka'ozl B'chi Ha'gavne. Pshat the Gemara is as follows. The leka hoche ele klal uprat. First of all, we don't have a klal prat or klal to begin with. Without Rav Ovin. We only have a klal uprat. The klal basra lechoshiv, kivin bahai klal, bikrochine. The klal basra is in another posik. The choshiv, the klal amaruchik, zemizet, this is a klal amaruchik, that Prada's never didn't have a klal prat or klal. Kivin lehavi bechatko, dochimuche bekama de psochim, dikalaman de oma, so first of all, we don't have a klal prat a klal period. It's only a klal prat. That means, so if you don't hold like Rav Ovin, you'll have a klal prat. So you only ask as riyah. If you do hold like Rav Ovin, then you don't have a klal prat. Now let us see the bach. V'hochi isa gilsa beperish Rabbeinu Chananel. Chad omar loike, sovolo ke rabbi loi. The one that says loike, he holds like rabbi loi, daini nidin bechlal oprat. It's not a klal oprat. Even the prat beloi sase. Ha prat botel, va klal bim koima yoimit. The prat is botel, va klal bim koima yoimit. Well, this means as follows. It means that one pshat ritva says that since it's not a klal oprat, so it's double shayot.